Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for those of you who might be getting tired of being the smallest person in your family. Do you ever find yourself thinking, why can't I do the stuff that other people can do? Yeah. Well, then this is the story for you. And this Christmas, I think you will start to see things from a new perspective. So let's read the story. It is called Little Bunny and the Magic Christmas Tree. This was written by David Martin. It's illustrated by Valerie Gorbachev and read today by Mommy and oh, I barely heard that. Are you saying Philip? Yes, Mommy and Philip, we're in the house. You ready? Okay.
Wait.
What?
There's such thing as Christmas Eve. Why isn't there such a thing as Christmas Adam?
Ba-dum-ching. He's here all week, friends. If you didn't hear the joke, he said, if there's such a thing as Christmas Eve, is there also such a thing as a Christmas Adam? Womp womp. I love that. That's a great question.
Great question,
though. I love it. All right, so let's read our story. It was Christmas Eve. And all the bunnies were busy making cookies and decorating the tree. And one by one, Little Bunny was taking ornaments out of the box until he finally found the one he was looking for. The fire engine. Just holding it was exciting. Riding in a fire engine, that would be the best, thought Little Bunny. Then Papa Bunny called to him to put some icing on the cookies, and he put the fire engine down. When he came back, the twins were hanging the fire engine way up in the tree where he couldn't reach.
Look, Mama, look how big we are, said the twins.
It's not fair, cried Little Bunny.
Now even the twins were bigger than him, and they were still almost babies. Then his older brother called him
Teeny Tiny Itsy Bitsy Eensy Weensy Bunny.
And Little Bunny dove under the tree and wouldn't come out. Even after his brother said he was sorry, he wouldn't budge. And after a while, he fell asleep. At bedtime, Mama Bunny covered him and kissed his head and whispered, "Sleep tight." During the night, something soft landed on Little Bunny's head and woke him up. It was a tiny woolen scarf.
"Oh, I'm sorry," said a voice. "It was an accident."
Little Bunny looked up. The snowman ornament was waving to him.
"Are you talking to me?"
asked Little Bunny.
"Are you really talking?"
"Of course," said the snowman.
"It's Christmas Eve. Tonight we can all talk," said the paper bird.
"It's my favorite night," said the cloth mouse.
And for a moment, Little Bunny wondered if he was dreaming, but he wasn't.
"That's my favorite scarf,"
said the snowman.
"May I have it back, please?"
So Little Bunny tried to hand it up, but even on tippy toes, even when he hopped, even when he ran and jumped, he couldn't reach high enough.
"Just climb up," said the mouse.
"Oh my, no,"
said an elephant.
"Little Bunny is much too big to come up here."
"That's funny," said Little Bunny. "I'm always too small, and now I'm too big."
"Don't worry, Little Bunny," said the paper bird. "Just make yourself really little, and then you can climb up."
"How?"
"It's easy. Just close your eyes and think small, very small."
"That's all?"
said Little Bunny.
"That's all,"
said the bird. So Little Bunny squeezed his eyes shut and thought,
"Teeny,"
with all his might.
"It worked! Here I come!"
shouted Little Bunny. And soon he and the mouse were scrambling up and up and up into the tree. Then Little Bunny and the mouse tried to give the snowman his scarf, but the snowman tipped over
when he reached for it and ended up dangling in the air.
Help!
He yelled. Luckily, Little Bunny was strong enough to hold him until the firefighters came to the rescue. Oh my goodness, imagine that you were the same size as your favorite Christmas ornament. Imagine, what would that be like?
I am.
Oh, you are. What's your favorite Christmas ornament?
My favorite Christmas ornament is the
tree. Oh, wonderful then. Now, when Little Bunny was standing next to it, the fire engine was even more exciting than before. He couldn't take his eyes off the bell and the big black tires and all the metal shining like gold.
"Wanna go for a ride?" asked the chief.
"Oh, here's an even better idea. You drive."
"Really?"
said Little Bunny, and he hopped right into the driver's seat. Then with the mouse ringing the bell and everyone else hanging on tight, Little Bunny stepped on the gas and they took off. Around the tree and up they raced from branch to branch, higher and higher to the very top of the tree.
"Wow, I've never been up so high in my life. I can almost touch the ceiling and I can see everything. Look, there's the airplane I lost."
And we can see in the picture, he's up so high that he can look down on the light fixtures in his house. And there's that big light that probably is over their dining room table, maybe. You know? And he can see that his paper airplane or his toy airplane got stuck up there.
"Up here is better than anything. I wish I could stay,"
said Little Bunny, bouncing on the tippy-top branch.
"Well, if you really want to, you can," said the paper bird.
"We can always use another good driver in the firehouse,"
said the fire chief. And then the mouse squeaked,
"Yes, yes, please stay. We could be friends and play and everything."
Little Bunny thought about how much fun that would be and how much he liked his new friends, and also how nice it was to not always be the littlest. And he thought about how much fun it would be to drive the fire engine. But then he remembered how snuggly warm it was in bed with his sisters and brothers and how much fun it was to play with them under the covers, and he would miss that a lot. He would miss them a lot. And in the picture we can see, this bunny family is full of kids. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 other kids in this bed. Little bunny bed sticking their little heads up.
"I don't know what to do,"
he said. Then he heard his sister shout,
"Hey, it's Christmas. We can have our stockings now."
"But wait," said his older brother. "Where's little bunny? He has to be with us too."
"Little bunny! Little Bunny, wake up! Wake up!"
they all shouted, and suddenly Little Bunny knew what he wanted.
"I am awake!"
he shouted.
"I'm coming!"
And he ran out to the end of the branch, but when he looked down, he froze. It was a long, scary way down. But the fire chief just handed him a rope and said,
"Here, hang on this, and we'll let you down nice and easy."
"Bye-bye,"
all his friends said, and they waved as they watched him go.
"Goodbye,"
said Little Bunny. And when he was almost to the floor, he closed his eyes and thought big. Just as he landed, all the other bunnies burst into the room.
"Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas,"
said Little Bunny in his best Santa voice.
"And guess where I've been? Up in the Christmas tree all night. And I drove the fire engine."
"You mean the fire engine ornament?"
said his sister.
"Yep, yes, yes, yes."
"Oh, sure," said his older brother. "And I'll bet you rang the bell, too."
No, the mouse rang the bell. She's my friend, and she's real. They're all real. Little brother, you may be small, but you sure make up the biggest, best stories,
said his sister.
Not kidding, said little bunny. Look!
But when they looked at the tree, with the Christmas morning sun shining on it, the ornaments were all just ornaments again. The snowman wasn't fiddling with his scarf. The mouse wasn't playing. They were all just hanging quietly.
I think it's time for stockings, said Papa Bunny.
And soon all the bunnies were in the middle of wrapping paper and ribbons and toys and treats, and little bunny was very happy to be big again, like before. And for now, that was big enough. Because what matters the most is not how big you are, but the condition of your heart, right? And we saw his heart. He really did love his family. He was full of love and kindness. And that is a wonderful thing, especially for the Christmas season. And it is also
the end.
The end.
Wait, what happened to the ornaments?
The ornaments were there on the tree. They went back to being ornaments. They were only awake for Christmas Eve. It's Christmas magic. Yeah.
That's never happened.
Well, it is also a storybook, you know. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.